A huge and controversial gas project at Narrabri in northern New South Wales has been given approval today, with conditions. Oil and gas company Santos must meet specific requirements at each stage of development before it can proceed. Santos has said it accepts the conditions and will move ahead with the project, which is seen as central to the Morrison government's push for a gas-fired recovery and promises to supply gas security for New South Wales. It involves 850 coal seam gas wells being drilled on 1,000 hectares of a 95,000 hectare site that includes Pilliga Forest and nearby grazing land. Energy and Natural Resources law expert Dr. Madeline Taylor from the University of Sydney Law School says the project is ambitious, environmentally worrying, and unlikely to fulfil the job dreams of locals.
We know that the age of gas is in decline, and we're in a period of time where oil and gas companies are actually divesting new gas assets by the drove, including Santos. They've actually placed their Barossa gas project on hold at the moment. There are other four gas projects in Australia that have been put on hold. And we've got persistent low gas pricing at the moment, which is actually rendering up to 42% of all gas reserves in Australia as uneconomic. Because it's so expensive to produce, my biggest worry is that Santos may actually declare this asset uncommercially viable for its profits, and therefore the community will be left with gas wells that have not been completely extracted and they have huge commissioning and decommissioning costs.
There have been also enormous environmental concerns around the project. Do you see that as being a potential problem?
The environmental concerns are absolutely astronomical here around the fact that we have a sensitive forest region, we have koala habitat, we've got First Nations land, and we've got the Great Australian Basin, Artesian Basin rather. And these are hugely environmentally significant sites. The risk of gas methane leakage or some sort of contamination within the water table, and indeed the salt that is produced, the waste brine that bubbles up to the surface, all of these things are hugely concerning environmentally, and that's not in taking into account the emissions, of course, that this would create. We haven't got a condition from the IPCC here really taking into account holistically Scope 3 emissions that this project would cause, nor does it go into any detail around methane leakage, whereby the gas is abandoned, the gas well is abandoned and plugged. That methane leakage, there has been no condition around that and scoping those emissions and offsetting those emissions. So the Narrabri Gas Project alone is actually going to burn through about 11% of the New South Wales carbon budget if we're actually going to meet our Paris Agreement targets. So there's concerns for the environment, for the community long term in terms of dealing with a potential stranded asset, and also for our emissions and our carbon budget.
Energy and Natural Resources law expert Dr. Madeline Taylor from the University of Sydney Law School. Meanwhile, the town of Narrabri today is not worrying about concerns over the gas project and is celebrating the decision, which, says Mayor Ron Campbell, is seen as giving the area a future.
The town's abuzz with excitement. Not just the town, the shire. It's been a long time coming, Annie.
Mm.
And realistically, the town is, the shire is exhausted. You know, we're just so pleased about the decision.
So it's been a bit of a tough time for your part of the world, I gather.
Oh, it has been. We've been in 3 years of drought and obviously now COVID, and we've been kept alive by the extractive industries. We have coal mines in our shire as well. There's a very positive vibe off the back of agriculture back on deck, but then this is a decision that's been pending for many years, and the conversation in our community has been had over and over again for many years, and we're finally have got a decision and we can move forward from here.
What are the really good things about it from the town's point of view? Is it about jobs in the area or is it about tourism? What do you see it doing for your area?
Small country towns always struggle for jobs, to keep their children in the town, to give them meaningful employment, etc., etc. So the decision with the Narrabri Gas Project gives us all those opportunities. And the biggest opportunity for Narrabri, though, we have an inland rail now running from, well, being built as we speak, running from Melbourne to Brisbane. And so Santos are going to supply gas to what we call our Northern New South Wales inland port in Narrabri, which is over 300 hectares of industrial land that's on the inland rail, and that's our future.
So if I understand you rightly, will Santos be giving you a special deal on gas so that you can develop manufacturing there? Is that the idea?
That's correct, yeah.
So there has been, you know, a fair bit of opposition to this as well. Has it divided the town in any way?
Oh, you know, the town has had this conversation for robustly, certainly, since 2011. We've been called divided. We're certainly not divided anymore. It's you know, there are people that aren't for the project, and I think the majority of people are. Well, I know the majority of people are. So a division in the community is incorrect.
We spoke to someone earlier who said that there's no future in gas, that gas is in decline. Does that worry you that you may be left with a stranded asset, 850 wells drilled in your area?
Not at all. Not at all. Gas isn't in decline, and gas isn't insignificant. I mean, solar energy, I have solar energy at my place, so, you know, renewables is great, but currently renewables can't sustain what we need to sustain, so renewables can't operate the industrial site that we want to build and can't supply the jobs that we need in this area, so we're very pleased with the Narrabri Gas Project moving forward.
Narrabri Shire Mayor Ron Campbell.